400 people. For many, this modern era of terrorism began 5 years ago today when two U.S. embassies in Africa were attacked. 231 people were killed in Kenya and Tanzania, and the attacks introduced the world to Osama bin Laden and his al-Qaeda movement. To look at how that movement has evolved and what's being done to fight them, I'm joined from Washington this morning by Jonathan Shanzer, an expert in radical Islamic movements and a fellow at the Washington Institute for Near East Policy. And thanks very much for joining us. And a timely visit it is. We're going to talk about the latest incidents in Baghdad in a few moments. But let's first of all start with the most recent attack in Indonesia against the Marriott Hotel. No one has yet claimed responsibility, Mr. Shanzer, but it's believed to be Jamaat Islamiyah, the South Asian arm of al-Qaeda. Is that your thinking?
That's correct. That's what we hear so far, is that Jamaat Islamiyah is behind it. They're one of about 30 or 40 al-Qaeda affiliates out there, local organic Islamist groups that at least have some amount of affiliation. Perhaps some of their leaders have fought with al-Qaeda or have some other connection through Afghanistan.
And that bombing this week also comes just at the tail end of the other story I was talking about, the verdict in the Bali bombings from last October. And in both of those cases, we've seen attacks against Western targets, but hotels, soft targets. And it seems to be a shift from what we had 5 years ago, attacks on embassies. Has there been a real noticeable, that you have observed, a shift in targets?
Well, I think so, actually. What's interesting to note, though, is that al-Qaeda's first attack in 1992 in Yemen began with an attack on the Movenpick Hotel in Aden. Then what happened was, is I think the group became a little bit more bold and was able to carry out attacks against embassies, against warships, etc. And I think that after 9/11, we've weakened their capabilities such that they're going back to the soft targets again. They're going back after the hotels and tourist sites and that sort of thing. So if there's any good news that we can pull out of this, is that perhaps right now al-Qaeda is operating in a weakened state.
And yet we see this morning the attack on the Jordanian embassy in Baghdad. And again, of course, we don't know at all who's responsible or if there's any al-Qaeda links whatsoever, but that might seem a switch. Are there sort of two parallel lines of targets going along?
I think that's the case. I think that different affiliate groups have different capabilities. In the case of Iraq, just a few days ago, we heard Paul Bremer, who is the person who's in charge of reconstruction right now in Iraq, as well as General Myers. Both of them were talking about the possibility of the resurgence of Ansar al-Islam, which was the affiliate group that was operating in northern Iraq before the Gulf War. It's possible that this group has now reactivated and this was their first attack. We don't know at this point, but it would certainly work within the mode of operation of al-Qaeda affiliates.
Let's go back to 5 years, the anniversaries we're talking about, since the bombings in Africa, when the world got its first look at Osama bin Laden and al-Qaeda. How has the organization changed since then?
Well, you know, as I mentioned before, what we've seen is sort of a peak, you know, in terms of its ability to carry out actions against military targets, against U.S. embassies. It was really, you know, operating at its peak, obviously, by 9/11, but even before that, hitting the USS Cole and, of course, the Twin Embassy bombings. Before that, it was a fairly minor organization. It wasn't able to carry out major attacks and was, again, relying on these sorts of affiliates. Since 9/11, you know, the group itself has changed quite a bit. It has, I think, been forced to decentralize. It has been forced to rely on some of these smaller groups because it can no longer operate in this sort of top-down structure that it once had. Whereas it was once a corporate structure, now you're looking at franchises. You're looking at small groups that operate fairly independently. This is something, interestingly, that was started by the Aryan Nation, or at least was talked about a lot by its leader here in the United States. But the idea is to have an interneted terrorist organization, not one that has to take commands from, you know, from the leader, but rather people are able to carry out attacks that they know will hurt the local economy, will hurt the local government, and will do it independently, autonomously.
Where is the greatest threat right now, Mr. Shanzer?
Well, I think that there are threats clearly everywhere. Indonesia has proven to be a major threat. But I think that the one thing that we need to look out for, and it's not in one particular area, but we're looking for areas of weak central authority. We're looking where the government is weak and does not extend itself. The full arm of the law does not extend into certain areas. So, for instance, in Lebanon right now, there's a refugee camp, a Palestinian refugee camp that the government will not go into, and there's an al-Qaeda group operating there. In Algeria, an area that's been racked by civil war, there are areas that the government will not go into, and that is where the GIA and GSPC are operating. In Kurdistan and northern Iraq, before the war, they were operating in an enclave that was along the Iranian border. These these are the kinds of places that we need to look out for, because the governments themselves are not able to take care of the problem, and that's where the problems will grow.
All right. Unfortunately, I have to let you go, but just before I do, I'm wondering, there is talk in Indonesia with the verdict coming down in the first suspect in the Bali bombings that there may be more attacks imminent. What's your sense, given your understanding of the patterns, whether we should be thinking of that?
Well, I haven't heard any intelligence to that fact, but I do know that that the attacks have come fairly randomly. There was an attack this April, and then of course the one a few days ago. I wouldn't be surprised to see more coming, but I think that you do have to just bear in mind that the capabilities of these groups may be fairly limited at this point, especially if the governments are doing a good job in cracking down on terror. If Indonesia has been doing its job, you'll probably see it might just take a little while for them to regroup.
Mr. Shanzer, thank you so much for your time and insight this morning. Jonathan Shanzer from the Washington Institute for Near East Studies.